Hey Jen, are you as excited as I am for Kapow 9?
Yeah, Ashley, I can't wait to hear students and teachers' feelings on May term or even what Mr. Bush has to say.
Yeah, or even what kids are working on in service learning class and landscaping, which I hear they are graduation requirements at Central Lyon.
Why are they required?
Because we need to have classes that encourage community service and volunteering.
Are there any other classes that satisfy that requirement?
Yes, actually, they are mentoring and preschool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so too. Have you checked the latest poll on the homepage?
That's a hard one for me because there are a lot of May term classes I really like.
We are looking for more opinions, so don't forget to vote for your favorite May term class.
Well, let's start off with Mr. Bush's thoughts, followed by what the students and teachers' feelings are on May term.
We've had May term at Central Lyon since about the mid-1990s. I think it's a great concept. I think a lot of it, whether it's going to be successful, comes down to the attitude that everyone faces it with, you know, to make the most of it. You know, the downside is if we shut down and just say, oh, it's May term, we're not going to get anything out of it. But if we approach it with the right attitude and can look at it in a positive regard, I really think it's a great thing for students, you know, and our staff. I've seen some just wonderful, like, different kinds of projects. I'll give you one example. Yesterday, we had a community person who had a flat tire, and we were very fortunate. It happened right during second hour. I went to the basic auto class, and the class was able to go out and fix the person's tire for him. Just went to a play last night where a number of students were involved, just did an excellent job, and you can just see a lot of benefits of that what they normally wouldn't get in a regular curriculum. Sometimes, I'll be honest, there's a percentage of students that think, well, it's May term, I can slack off. You know, that's out there. But I think more than 80%, in my opinion, my judgment, you know, do take it seriously. You know, again, I, for example, in workplace readiness, I saw some students that dressed up in ties, some ladies that were in dresses, that went out to their interviews to learn what it's like to go out and try to find a job in the workplace. The murals that were done this year, even teachers commented how what a product, nice product they had, and how serious they took the work, because it kind of was their way of putting their trademark on the school. Building projects. You know, this year they put up a wall in Mr. Postman's class so they can have some extra space for the shop class. Students in Mr. DeStichter's physiology and anatomy class went to Sioux City and observed a cadaver. And, you know, how else are you going to be able to do that except during May term? Well, I think the public is, as far as the people who know that the concept is there, in the past we've done a lot of work for, like, for example, at the fairgrounds, painting and some maintenance work there. We've done the city asked if our service learning class could help with some playground equipment. But I will say there is a gap there yet, I believe, that our public should be better informed. I think Aaron and Mrs. Snyder, you're doing the right thing to take another step toward this, to educate the community on what May term is about. I'm in a good spot where I can see it on a, you know, daily basis, but I don't think the general public really understands or sees, you know, what all the classes are that are involved. And they're a good thing for students. Under the No Child Left Behind, that there are two components of this that are required, and that is community service and as well on sex education. And we do meet those two components during May term. We have a service learning class. So that's one way. Students who sign up for those do meet that criteria under No Child Left Behind. And secondly, in the Navigator class, they have sex education that's taught in the class. And that meets that component of No Child Left Behind.
And now we will hear from the students about their opinions on May term.
It allows you to learn new things besides just schoolwork. You learn, like, actual real life experiences.
I think May term has a lot of good things to offer for Central Lyon students. It allows teachers to teach a variety of different classes that high school students wouldn't normally see.
I like it a lot. Students benefit from it because it gives them an opportunity to try different things and experience them.
I think May term's really cool since at the end of the year I kind of stop thinking and like I can't focus as well. So it's kind of good for me to get into other classes. Play. I love to act. I have the chance to be able to do what I love for 2 hours. Another thing, you're with other kids as well and not just with your own grade. And
I think it benefits us because we don't get many electives during the regular school year, so it's nice to take classes that we actually want.
It helps people experience the careers they want to go into.
It's nice because it's really slack.
They get opportunities that they wouldn't get in other classes.
It's fun. And it's a good positive outlook on certain classes that can help you make a decision in your future life.
Well, I really enjoy May term because it gives my students, for example, in band, an opportunity to learn a different instrument, like beginning instrument class. It gives my jazz people a chance to take jazz improvisation, where they can further their jazz education beyond what we do in our typical jazz band setting.
I think May term is beneficial because you can try classes that you may be interested in the future.
Oh, I love May term. It's fun, and it gives the kids something different to do until the end of the school year.
I think it's a wonderful chance for students to get to experience some classes that they normally wouldn't get to experience, like Holocaust or ballroom dance, or taking some extra curricular things like tennis or fishing, and just getting to explore some different areas.
Well, May term's not really different for me because I have all the same classes.
We interviewed community member Marlene Bowers about her thoughts on May term. Along with her thoughts, she had some questions and suggestions which we brought to Mr. Bush.
Do you think the public perception is positive or negative?
I think the public perception is most of them don't even know about it. Wait. I bet if you took a poll of 100 people in Rock Rapids, they probably wouldn't even know what you were talking about. And I would say then, if they see it and kids are messing around, they probably think it was negative. If they saw them when they're working, they think, oh, that's a good thing.
What do you think the school could do to change the perception if it was a negative perception?
I think the city council also should be aware of what you're going to do. Do we have any ideas? Get your picture in the paper, what class this is, and then list all the things that you do.
Great ideas. And that's where we're starting with this podcast. We want to get the information out there. You know, right now on our front page we have a poll. It's just a fun little poll for the kids or the community, and it is, what is your favorite May term class? One of the reasons I did that is to make people aware of May term classes we have. A lot of them are academic. A lot of them extend their English all the way through. They extend science. It's not all different classes.
So how long is it when you're on May term and you go out to a project? Is it 2 hours? Is it all day?
Oh, no.
10 minutes?
It's still a regular class period, which are 42 minutes.
I thought it was all day.
It's 42 minutes, and service learning, though, has a two-block schedule.
So
they
have 2 hours.
85 minutes. Teachers can come up with their own classes, and then we have a May term committee to approve them. They want to see the kids continue to learn and not just goof off, because I think I hear that sometimes in the community, too. And well, I think we've done a really good job.
Last year,
some of the classes.
You really had a negative because the bleachers burned down and the shed fell over.
That never is good, is it?
Yeah, that's that group from school that did that.
You know, the ironic thing is we had somebody in charge who was a very good construction person, Mr. Fiedler, and it was just a spark that flew from the drill.
It was a fluke accident.
Yeah, it was a fluke.
Now, this year, you know, Mr. Stichter, Mr. Fiedler, team teach the service learning, but it's kind of on an as-need basis, and it does vary from May term to May term, what the community needs.
When I've said things like, maybe we could get May term to do that, and they go like, no, that isn't in our plan, or there's only so many kids that can do this or that. I mean, wouldn't it have been nice to have 50 kids walk through the cemetery instead of us pay our city people to pick up sticks?
You know, the misconception out there is that there's 50 people. There's one class of probably 10 to 15 kids, and I think that's a misconception to the public.
So why couldn't there be more? Isn't volunteering a good thing for kids to do?
Certainly we could take a look at that. We'd have to build that into our schedule. All students, 9, 12, clean the cemetery, or if there's some other major project around the community that needs to be done like that. We certainly are open to requests from the city council, if they have things that we could do. We have worked through Jordan Cordell. Now, if there's another name we could work through, let us know at the school here who that would be. But
you should call a city council member or the city administrator's office and talk to Linda. And then we could coordinate it with a city worker. For example, if you're going to clean the cemetery, you'd have one city worker up there with the truck and say, why don't you start here and go on to the end? You have direction.
The community service is the part that the community sees, and that's where we have a chance to do some marketing.
It's so good for kids.
And it's good for kids, and it's good for kids to interact with community.
Because it goes through your whole lifetime to be a volunteer and don't get paid for everything you do. It's all about communication, and there's such a breakdown. It's a great thing for kids to do community service work, but it needs to be run accordingly.
Let's hear what projects they are working on.
I'm Adam, and I'm in service learning for May term. What I like about service learning is you get to go outside instead of just sitting in a classroom and actually get to do stuff like rake leaves and help your school and your community and all that jazz. So, yeah.
During May term this year for service learning, we've done a variety of different activities with 13 students. We started out the year, we went out to the cemetery and we picked up twigs and branches and litter that was found in the cemetery. After that, we spent a full week down at Island Park where we raked and picked up sticks and picked up any garbage that we had for the city. After that, we helped out at the kids' club. We got some shovels, and we filled the sandboxes that they had there, and we leveled out some pea gravel for them. We then moved on to moving hurdles down at the track for the school. We've set up chairs for graduation. We've scraped gum off of the bleachers in the gym. We've fixed some vents, and we also changed some light bulbs in the gym.
My name is Travis, and one thing I liked was changing lights and fixing vents in the high school gym.
When service learning started, Mr. DeStichter and I, we sat down and decided that we needed to get things lined up for service learning in not any particular order, but what we wanted to do is find out if the city had things for us to do, if any other entity in the city had something for us to do, and we wanted the kids to work for the school also. So as Mr. DeStichter had stated earlier, we did talk to the city and got that lined up for a week. We were hoping that maybe possibly we could do some things on rainy days for the city, as maybe painting some picnic tables and doing any of those other things that they had to do. And most of the things that we do are physical type things. You know, we don't slave drive the kids by any means, but we make sure that they're working at a pace that we get things done. You know, we looked at the May term as the number of days that we had and the projects that we had to do, and we're trying to fit those in and within the class schedule that we have.
Ms. Peterson, what is the landscaping project that you're doing for this year?
Well, to begin with, we cleaned up all the grounds around the school and the activity center, and now we've moved out to the Ball Diamonds, and we are working on a project around the flagpole. We tore out all of the landscaping that was there, and now we are building up the wall around it, and then we're going to be putting all new shrubs and flowers in there.
I think they're learning a lot out of this project, especially out at the ball field. We spent a day just researching different plants, shrubs, and flowers on the internet, figuring out what would work best in our zone 4. So they realize that they can't just pick out any plant and put it out there. It has to be something that's hardy for this zone. They're learning the difference between annuals and perennials and just good landscape design, getting different colors and textures and sizes. So I think they're learning a lot.
Wow, that was really cool, being able to hear all the good things they are doing in service learning and landscaping.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I heard there are more than 60 classes offered during May term.
And 41 of those classes are unique to May term.
Cool. So what are those 41 classes?
Seal publication, 7, exploratory, human anatomy, golf, basic auto care, drama production, warriors don't cry, intro to German, livestock evaluation, scrapbooking, mentoring, grounds building maintenance, video editing, jazz history, ACT prep, farm management, creative food, stock market, service learning, tech, theater, workplace readiness, audacious web tools, Greek mythology, human relations, beginning lessons, intro to aerospace, career choices, photo editing, holocaust, landscaping, ballroom dance, preschool, Iowa County, mural painting, navigator, independent reading, beginning piano, jazz improv, tennis.
Whoa, that was fast.
Well, let's get to our quote said by Franklin D. Roosevelt. We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future.